Paul Alexander and Jim Colony. We go out to our Rivertown hotline and welcome in pit guard Ashton Gibbs. Ashton, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. And we know you've flirted with the NBA over the last month or so. So what was the deciding factor with your decision to return for your senior season?
Basically, I just sat down with my family and figured it was the best possible choice for me. Just to get my degree and still have a chance at another national championship run. I think we're going to have a good team this year. So those are the main factors that really came into my decision.
And Ashton, Kemba Walker was a guy that did exactly what you did last year. He decided to come back to Connecticut. Last I checked, that worked out pretty well.
Yeah, it worked out well. Kemba's a good player, and it was a good process. It was a good process, and it was a good experience. Just doing it all now. I'm just going to try to carry everything with me and just worry about college right now and just winning.
Now, Ashton, what kind of feedback did you get from the NBA people, and how is that going to affect what you're going to work on here in the off season?
Mainly just my body. That's what a lot of people are talking about. So it's getting stronger and faster. So those are two of the things I really need to work on just for myself and for the team of Pittsburgh. And that's what they need me to come in and help on defense. I think I need to become a better defender. So I really just want to take pride in it and really carry the team as far as I can. And really, me and Nasir being seniors, I think it's our job to lead. And now we're just going to try our best to do that.
Now, when you hear your head coach and his name getting bandied about with certain coaching jobs like Maryland, when it comes to rumors, do you ever fear, now that you're coming back, that he would actually leave? Are you pretty sure that he's in for the long haul? You don't have to worry about that.
I'm pretty sure. I thought he was in the long haul. I think he is. He loved the city of Pittsburgh, and they really show him a lot of support, show us a lot of support as a team as well. So I didn't really think he was going to leave, so that was one of the deciding factors as well. I really didn't think Coach Dixon was going to leave.
Now, Ashton, maybe this offseason, I know that NBA three-pointer is within your range. You've made several in your college career, but do you shoot a little more of those when you have some time? Because obviously you have to keep a little bit of an eye to the future.
Yeah, of course, just increasing my range is definitely something I wanted to do, and that's a part of getting stronger as well. The stronger I get, I think the easier the shot is going to be. So if I just keep working on every aspect of my game, especially the strength part, that'll just come into effect with it.
Ashton, you said, you mentioned obviously one of the things you want to come back and you want to, you know, shoot for a national championship again and have a shot at it. I think nowadays the program is at a point where you guys are always going to be in contention in the Big East and always going to be in the NCAA tournament. What do you guys have to do? What has to happen for you guys to take that next step, you know, to get to the Elite Eight, to get past the Elite Eight?
Basically, we just got to lock down on defense. A couple times last year, we had a couple mishaps on defense. And we can't let guys get off. Sometimes we let their stars get off, the star players of our opponent's team just get off and really do well. And last year, this past season, we let Shelvin Mack get off, and we really can't do that. If we're going to really make a run for a national championship, we really got to lock in on guys, especially their star players, and make it tough for them.
It's a Fan Morning Show with pit guard Ashton Gibbs on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Did it make you feel better when you looked up at that national championship game and you saw Butler and UConn in the game, or did you not pay attention to that at all?
I paid attention to it, but at the same time, I think it hurt a little bit more just because we were right in the game with both of those teams. And just seeing that game, it hurt. But at the same time, you knew you were right there, so that was one of the deciding factors, just having a lot of guys back from last year's team and learning and going through that experience. So now we know how it feels to lose. Now we just gotta make it into a winning experience now this year.
Ashton, with your great ability to shoot, I would imagine defensively, if you just even look toward the hoop, you're going to get guys in the air. Are you going to be more willing and more looking forward to going to the hoop more next year?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's one of the things I'm working on, especially this summer, is my moves going to the basket. And that's one of the things that I definitely need to work on and create for my teammates as well. So I'm just going to keep working hard and keep working on every aspect of my game. And hopefully it'll show next year.
Ashton, give us a breakout guy for next year, somebody that maybe people might not even have heard. Well, I guess people have kind of heard of everybody that, you know, pretty highly recruits. But who's going to be a breakout guy for the Pitt Panthers next year?
Probably Cameron Wright. Cameron Wright or J.J. Moore, I think. He's a really good player, and he really pushed us in practice last year. And not a lot of people know about him, but Cameron's going to be a big-time player.
Now, when people talk about the program, and we've said it on the air here too, that there's not that one guy that can take over a game. It's more of a collective, great team effort for Pitt. Do you take any offense in that when people say that there's not a guy to take over the game, there's not that one great NBA talent? How can you be that guy next year?
I don't really take offense to it. That's what Coach Dixon stresses, an unselfish team, and that's what we take pride in, being unselfish on the offensive end and defensive end. So I don't really take pride. I don't really take offense to it. When the NBA comes, and then that's when it's time to show my individual skills. But as far as Pitt goes, I'm a team-first type player, and I'll just do whatever my team needs me to do. I'm not going to try to stand out in any type of way and try to look over anybody. So that's what we're based on, team.
Ash, I know a lot of you guys pay attention to what's going on in the NBA playoffs. Lakers are done. Who are you looking for now?
I'm a Dwayne Wade fan, so I like the Miami Heat. So hopefully they can make a run and get through these Celtics first.
You realize he took out your Panthers not that long ago, and you're still a Dwayne Wade fan?
Yeah, he did. He did. But
it's like eighth grade.
I know. I know that was a long time ago.
I take it as a Big East thing.
All right.
Ashton, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck next year, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
There goes Ashton Gibbs, Pitt guard. Thank goodness he's coming back.
Big, big relief.
Yeah.
For everybody involved.
Yeah, absolutely.
Want him to get a year bigger, stronger, better. Make him more viable for the NBA. And selfishly, I want to see Pitt make a deep run next year, and he certainly gives them that opportunity.
Yeah, and he did start to take it to the basket a little bit more this year. And if he can just get that half step quicker, that's going to make a big difference.
That ability to shoot, I'm telling you, you just raise your head toward the hoop, look toward it. There's guys leaving their feet.